Hello, it's Tuesday, June the 15th. We're halfway through the month of June already. If yesterday's chapter was tough going, and it was tough to read, and it was a chapter that depicted God's judgment on the Edomites, Israel's inveterate enemy, but also in the end, I think, a depiction of the day of judgment. Chapter 35 is the opposite. It's a wonderful, wonderful depiction of heaven. It's full of good news for God's people. It's full of incredible poetry in the Hebrew text. Isaiah was a wordsmith, to be sure. And notice, I'm just going to pick out a few things. The ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion. Who are the ransomed? Well, those for whom payment has been made to free them from their bondage. And in verse 9, the redeemed of the Lord shall walk there. And who are the redeemed? Well, the redeemed are those whom the Lord, the divine next of kin, remember in the book of Ruth, Boaz was a kinsman redeemer. God acts as our next of kin and has identified himself, saying, what is your problem? I will take it upon my shoulders. What is your need? I will supply whatever you need from my storehouses. We are the ransomed of the Lord. We are the redeemed of the Lord. This is our God. What are the lessons of this chapter? Whatever your circumstances are, we can expect God to provide. The way to advance is to see him who is invisible and to set our eyes on heaven, to walk this life of ours looking to heaven, reminding ourselves that the best is yet to come. You are going to enjoy this chapter, and perhaps like me, you will consider this chapter 35 of Isaiah to be one of the very best chapters in all the Bible. Have a wonderful day.